Vibing out to some Hopi music, Native American tribe Hopi music. You dig? It's getting hot in here. That's how real it's getting. It's getting hot. It's getting hot. It's 12:14. With 12:15, we'll get started at 12:30. So y'all vibe out. Taking this energy, this healing energy. Now taking it in. Now take it in. Third Eye 5, Just a Vibe Audio Podcast. Third Eye 5, Just a Vibe Audio Podcast. Third Eye 5, Just a Vibe Audio Podcast. Hope everyone having a great day today. Or night, should I say, right now. Midnight with it. Midnight vibes. Get the spirit in here. Ancestors be with me and guide me and protect me from all evil forces that is trying to hinder me from stopping me from reaching my highest good and purpose on this planet. Ashe. They're really trying to stop me out here. Because I am that I am. I am God. And you are God. Claim God today. Claim that you are God today. And speaking of which, we're going to, you know what, we're going to speak on that today too. Fuck it. Well, I'm going to start with Hopi, and we're going to go into that. Claim you God today. Make sure y'all get y'all water in. You gotta carry a jug if you have to. All right, we're gonna start. All right, Welcome y'all to the Third Eye Five Just About Audio Podcast. Welcome. Appreciate everyone that's tuning in. I feel like this is probably one of the most important podcast episodes that's gonna be on that's underneath where as my episodes. Leave it at that. This is a like important episode out of all that I have dropped. So we're gonna be speaking of Hopi tribe, and we're gonna talk about claiming God, claiming that God body, claiming God. So Hopi. Let me get some. Let me get Facebook rolling. Give me a get my iPad right. There we go. Welcome everybody. Welcome to the Third Eye Five Just About Audio Podcast. Yeah. Glad to be here. Glad to be in this moment. There's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of personal stuff I'm dealing with, but I shall overcome, because then I shall overcome, you know what I'm saying? And to anyone out there that's going through anything, that's dealing with anything, you shall overcome as well. I'm here to talk about the Hopi tribe. I've been led to talk about this quite some time now, and I've been doing a lot of research. I found out about them, I want to say a year or two ago. And as of recently, I've been, these past couple of months, been researching and understanding this tribe, you know what I'm saying, that's been around for thousands of years. You feel me? Been around for thousands of years. Living without warfare, and that's how they are able to predict what's to come. Because the white man, the Europeans, the whoever that was white that came over here and stole the land, which was the Europeans that came over here and stole the land, and that was like the first strike of like going against the cosmic law. You know, going against what humanity has set. You know what I'm saying? Because Hopi tribe is an actual tribe. There's a couple of other tribes that are that's like Hopi, but Hopi is the tribe that mainly fulfilled the prophecy. And with that, they was known for like putting, they made a stone. There's a stone. Well, first, where I was getting at with the land is that Hopi tribe are caretakers of the land. They are the caretakers of North America. Okay. And they predicted that society is going to collapse because of if people are people that disobey the cosmic law and go against nature, there will be a revelation or apocalypse going against Mother Gaia, going against that that's not one with the law of, well, the cosmic law. And as you see, like as you see today, it's a lot of it's a lot of that going on. Cosmic law is definitely not being taught or being acknowledged. And that is what we're gonna be judged on when everything's all said and done. Is we gonna remember those, are we gonna remember the ancient teachings? You know what I'm saying? This is what the Hopi tribe understood and stood on, is that there is a return. There is a return, and that there's going to be destruction on the planet if everything is not set in place, as far as like the cosmic law and treating the land with respect and not burning it up. Wildfires, like the wildfires that they had planned and set out, like, come on. Disobeying, going against the law of nature, knowing that that had nothing to do with the weather or climate, you know, had nothing to do with it. Making excuses to why that happened instead of, you know what I'm saying, spilling out the real deal. So it's a lot of stuff that's going on, like food, fake food. That was another thing that the Hopi tribe understood too, that to come, fake food will be in place and things would not be real anymore. You know what I'm saying? There will be a lot of fake stuff going on, and then hearing about this and learning about this, it made me think like a lot of things that's not that we eat, a lot of stuff that we eat now and take in, it's not even real. You know what I'm saying? Down to some of the pills that we may take for our health, you know what I'm saying, that we get from these pharmaceutical companies and stuff like that. Yes, yeah, it's a lot of that going on. A lot of self-destruction, a lot of not paying attention or just having morals. Like it's a lot of people walking around with no morals. You know what I'm saying? And it's not being taught or being passed down to the children, even down to the teachings, the ancient teachings. It's not being passed on so the youth can learn and understand what's to come. It's not being taught. It's a lot of distraction, a lot of misleading information and other things like that to throw off the youth and what things are really are. But yeah, they knew this. They knew this. They even wrote it. They even put it in stone. You can look it up for yourself. It's called the Prophecy Rock. It's in Black Messiah, Arizona, which is how ironic. The place that is in is called the Black Messiah. Yeah. When you see the picture, it's interesting. So 1946 they passed a law They claim admission with the Hopi tribe, and they one thing they didn't do, they didn't sign anything. They didn't want to give their rights over. You know what I'm saying? That's how they was able to thousands of years not deal with any type of warfare. Cause there was the excuse me. Long day. Yeah. It's a lot of I forgot where I was going with that. But you don't do podcasts at night. But I'm doing this because I'm led to do this by spirit, to just go ahead and just knock it out. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm doing another podcast tomorrow, and with the special guest of Jasmine, we're going to be vibing out. She's going to be doing my hair, and we're going to be diving deep. But, and then, too, they knew that people was not going to be thinking for themselves, and it's a whole lot of that going on. A lot of people is not thinking for themselves, being real and true to themselves, you know. Nothing's real. Nothing's real anymore. Everything is just becoming fake. Like, nothing is like how it was back in the day where you was able to just, everything just, almost everything felt pretty much natural. You're not getting a whole lot of that in this day and age. Like, everything is, or like, you gotta deal with GMO, you know what I'm saying? I know that some people are falling away from GMO, but it's still there, you know? And that's just crazy itself, genetically modified food. And people are eating that. And the fact that was on display like that is, it's wild. It's wild. And I give special credit to those that have a message, because that's what the Hopi tribe was. When they was here and came to pass, they always they had a message. They was here with a message. And those that has a message are the warriors of the rainbows. The warriors of the rainbows. Don't think, when I say rainbow, don't think of pride and gay shit. Think of like the nature. And how nature creates those colors within the rainbow. The warrior, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what Native Americans do. They took, not necessarily took, but whatever nature reflected back to them, they use it within themselves, like having a feather, like that came from the Indians. Started that, having feathers in their head. Well, okay, between them and the Egyptians, because Egyptians was they had feathers too, like the women and stuff, the goddesses. So like, them taking the land, right, definitely changes the frequency on the planet. And them knowing that, I feel like they are doing the best that they can to take the rest of the United States with them, with the rest of the people, the rest of the American people with them. And they wrong. You know what I'm saying? They trying to take them in their wrongs. I mean, they know that they wrong, and they trying to take everyone with them, is what they doing. Is by throwing these different things at them, far as like Sorry, I can't speak right now. I'm in my head everywhere. Tired, long night, long day. Brain is like fried, but I'm gonna get through this. We're gonna talk about this. I'm gonna do a part two so everybody can really fluently get what I'm saying. Them taking the land, they really want everybody to come down with them, or fall with them. With creating fake things and having people eat it like it's the norm, like it's okay, like this is what they supposed to be doing, instead of like having your fruit diets, having your water diets, doing the proper eating or taking the proper intake to better yourself. They throw all these things at you to distract you and to bring you down with where they going. And playing devil's advocate, they've been doing a good job with it, because a lot of people is not seeing or understanding what exactly is going on to this day. So what happened was, when they took the land, right, Hopi, they spread it out in four directions of the land throughout the, you know what I'm saying, throughout the land. And they fast. During that, they fast for 3 days. Sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. I know all my friends listening is like, man, he yarned for real, tired, working. But they fast during those 3 days. They fast for 3 days, getting to the four directions of, like, the four corners of the land. They fasted for 3 days, and then on the fourth day they had a ceremony. They did a ceremony where they would sing like different. They would sing like the scary songs. They would come together and sit in a circle, smoke their herb, smoke their pipe, whatever. And really tap in. And to this day, they still do the same thing. And I would actually like to go to one of these ceremonies and tap in, because I seen one on TV a couple of months ago. I seen it on TV, and I seen their dance routine and how they get down. And yeah, they get down. They're not playing. So Hopi knew that we are stepping into the fifth world, and we are stepping into the fifth dimension, which is interesting how that played out, because they definitely knew that we was going to enter a new world soon or later. So we are already in the fifth world, and for the new world to really thrive for the new world to occur, chaos has to be first. And I feel like I have said that in one of the episodes before. Chaos has to be in play first before we can even experience the new world, the new planet. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. Animals are dying. Fish is in the sea, rushing up the shore. Sharks are dying. It's a lot of stuff. The Amazon getting worse. They saying by 2030, like, it's gonna be like 30% of the forest gonna be gone and wiped out. By 2050, it's gonna be 50%. So it's a lot going on this planet that doesn't be expressed or talked about through the public eye. And that's an issue, because they want you to fall where you're gonna be falling at. They want you to fall. They want you to experience hell on earth, hell after earth, or, well, there's no such thing as hell after earth, I'm gonna put it that way. So I'm gonna just leave that at that, just pretend I didn't say that. But yeah, the Hopi tribe, definitely a tribe that understood what was to come, and they did everything in their power, even into this day, to lay the message across that the times are near and it will happen. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to leave that right there, and we're going to talk about claiming God. We're going to talk about claiming the God in you. So, for instance, I think like yesterday or a day or two ago, I came across this YouTuber, and I was listening to him, and he had mentioned listening to the Valley Gardner, I think that's how you say his name. And I thought it was crazy that he brought his name up, because literally the week before I seen that episode, I had went to the library and grabbed his book, and sure enough, it was Neville Gardner. So, and this is a great book, and I advise all y'all to either get it and read it. It's a great book. It's a really great book. Seriously. Like, the first chapter blew me away already. I mean, I'm past the first chapter already, but when I read, like, reading it for the first time, and it's, like, already giving me the energy of, like, self-empowerment. So everybody should read this book. Everybody should get a glimpse of this book, The Power of the Imagination. Get your mind right. Where I'm getting at, the I am, me saying I am, people are gonna be catching me say that a lot now. You know how like in Genesis they speak on I am. Throughout the whole Bible is a whole bunch of I ams, and when they discussed the I am, they were speaking in terms of you, and you claiming that, and you claiming you saying I am, like, for instance. Where is it at? I'm trying to see where. Okay, in John 18, verse 8, I have told you that I am. If therefore ye seek me, let this go their way. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am, they went backwards and fell to the ground. So I'm on this chapter of Who Seek Ye, and it speaks on the I am and how you shouldn't say master or use master or think that there's another being outside of you. That God is you. You are the master. That's how God can be everywhere, anywhere, because you are God. You are the creator. You know what I'm saying? You are the creator. That's why I say, peace be still and you will find God. So when you still, not being distracted, not being fidgety and everywhere, moving around, you in one spot, you in peace with yourself when you are still.
So peace, when it says peace be still, you will find God, that's what that means. Like, you are God. Acknowledge that you are God. Claim that you are God. You know what I'm saying? Claim it. In this book, it has said something so real. I'm trying to see where is that. One of them was like, leave all and follow me is a double invitation to you. First invites you to turn completely away from all problems. Then it calls you upon you to continue to walk in the claim that you are what you desire to be. Do not be a lot wife who looks back and becomes salty. Salted or preserved in the dead past. Be a lot who does not look back, but who keeps the vision focused upon the promised land and the thing that you desire. So, basically, when you claim that you are God, don't look back at the worries, don't look at the struggles. I know it's going to be hard not to, but when you claim that God in you, everything's going to be taken care of, under control. Believe that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's time for us to step in our own power and start giving it to something else and being lazy. You know what I'm saying? No more being lazy. And don't put anybody else's responsibility on why you or your purpose and put it on somebody else. Because we all here for a purpose. We all here to do something. And it's up to us to find out. Well, Creator give us free will to figure this shit out. So we need to take the proper steps and make something happen. But claim, like, all right, I'm gonna go more deeper. Where it says, you rise to a higher level of consciousness by taking your attention away from your present limitations and placing it upon which you desire to be. Do not attempt this in a daydreaming or wishful thinking, but in a positive manner. Claim yourself to be the thing that you desire. I am that. No sacrifices, no diet, no human tricks. All that is asked of you to accept your desire. If you dare claim it, you will express it. So, that right there alone tells you, be one with what you want. Stop thinking it's outside of you. Stop thinking that you can't make it happen or it's not already put in place for it to happen. And I know it's going to take time. Well, not time, but once you claim it, once you claim God, everything is going to make sense. Just know that. That's why it says it in the text. You claim the I am that you are, and so be it. That will be it. That's what you will get expressed back to what you claim, what you believe, right? So, what do you believe? What are you claiming? You know what I'm saying? Because these are the things, the stuff we need to talk about within ourselves, as far as like having a self-analyzation and being one with ourselves and really understand what are we doing and why are we being put in place here. So you know who you represent, like who you're representing, because that's what's going to come. Like, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Let me see. Trying to see something. Hold on. Yeah, right here. It was saying, if you deny me, which is your awareness of being, that's where I need, that's where I need to get at. When you say I am, you're basically acknowledging the awareness being of God. So that is the, that's the level of consciousness, being awareness of being of who you are. You know what I'm saying? That's the level of. So right here it says, if you deny me, I shall deny you also. Thou shalt not have no other God besides me. So that's what it actually means in the text. That don't put nobody else before yourself. Because you are God. You are God. If so, and you do so, you will be denied, right? It's telling you. It's telling you that. So, like, I wish they had put the text that was in what Bible text that's in. Oh man, shoot! I'm sorry, y'all. Let me see. Yeah, so be still and know that I am God. Come prove me and see if I am not open your windows. What's good? Appreciate it. Where is it? Yeah. Come prove me and see if I would not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that shall not be room enough to receive it. So basically, once you claim the I am, that you are God, all blessings and abundance will be poured upon you, because you are accepting that God is not separated from you. And this is what it means when it say, do not put no God, other God before me, because you are God. So stop looking outside of yourself when God is right in front of you. Everything is right in front of you. Everything you need and want is right in front of you. You just got to be one with it. Simple as that. So that's what this book, The Power of Imagination, was getting at, where you have the imagination to create anything that you want. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Like, appreciating. Got me fucking up, Sam. Appreciate it. Long day, man. But, that's the whole point of the power of imagination. Of, like, you, everything that you want is up in here. So, like, you believe that something negative is going to happen or the wrong thing is going to happen. Well, boom, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I can't go to sleep until I get this off. So, and what is sleep? But, the imagination, the power of imagination, like, imagining yourself in a, because you know how, like, we tend to, overthink. We like to overthink. We think of the negative. We think of the negative scenario before it happens, before anything happens. So we create this illusion off rip of what's going to happen to us. And we believe that because we thinking that. So you already giving it energy by just doing that. So just imagine you put a positive scenario, you create a positive scenario of the actual outcome that you want. That is the power of the imagination, because you bringing that forth. You know what I'm saying? You bringing that beliefs forth. So, this is some deep stuff, man. People playing with it. This is deep stuff. This is important information that everyone should know. And everybody, God gives everybody a fair chance to get this type of information and it be brought forth to you one way or another. This type of information will be brought to everyone somehow. You know what I'm saying? And it's up to you. It's up to you at this point. It's up to you, like, where you want to be. I know where I want to be, how I want to live. So, claim the God in you today. And they say how to claim it is by simply, where is that? By simply meditating on this, I rejoice not in the sacrifice of man, not by the might nor the power, but by the Spirit. I'm going to say that one more time. Yeah, this is a podcast. Yeah, I'm on a podcast, but I'm on Facebook with it today. And I got it recording. So, so meditate on these. I rejoice not in the sacrifice of men, not by might nor by the power, but by the Spirit. Ask and you shall receive. Come and eat and drink without price. The work are finished. All that is required of you and to these qualities and to expression is the claim. I am that. Claim yourself to be that which you desire to be, that you shall be. Expression follow the impressions. Do not precede them. Prove that you are will. Follow the claim that you are, and you will not precede it.
Should have just text. Well, that's the topic because I'm confused.
The topic is claiming the God in you. It's claiming God and stop looking outside of yourself. Everyone is God. You know what I'm saying? You are creating God's image, so why would you not be God? That's where I'm getting at. You know what I'm saying? God made you, right? So that makes you God. Right. It's just like a bird. A bird made a bird, so it's a bird. A cow made a cow, and it's a cow. And it's... it's crazy, man. It's crazy. But,
I feel like black people are walking God.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. We are. We got to stop acting like we're not. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop acting like we're not. Because we are the first race. Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. We got to stop walking. We gotta start walking in it now because of what's going on right now. It's a lot of stuff that's going on. The revelations is being met to this day. Animals is being washed up on the shore. The whole wildfire thing destroying nature. You know what I'm saying? All in one, destroying nature. Just keep doing that. Polluting the air, polluting the water. Having fake food, eating fake food, all this stuff is the play of the apocalypse and the revelation that it talks about. You know what I'm saying? Even the prophecy of the Hopi tribe, they talk about this. The Hopi tribe talks about this. So it all goes back to what I'm saying. Like, we have to claim that we're God. Everyone, you are God. Whoever's watching this, you are God. People that's listening on my podcast, you are a God. Claim it today. If not, that's on you.
The way these girls popping out babies, we need to come together as a whole. Let me tell you, if zombies coming, come, I'm dying.
And that's another, and I spoke about that before too, the zombie apocalypse thing. That's also a possibility as well. And that might be part of the whole apocalypse thing with the whole COVID. They coming up with these new variants, and now they saying there's a deadly disease in the water that eating flesh disease now in the water and shit. And like,
all of that type of shit. Just think of that. Like, you get into a water and you just get this disease and don't even know that it's contagious or not, and it passes on to everybody. That's a way of, like, creating a fuck. That was advocate. That would be a way of, like, starting some shit. I'm not finna fight them motherfuckers the rest of my life. Yeah, I wouldn't even
bother. I mean, I'm gonna fight, but we ain't gonna fight forever. I'm gonna just go ahead and ascend to where I need to be.
I feel like aliens getting tired of us trying to come bother them.
I won't say they bothered. They want us to follow cosmic law. Okay. They are bothered that the fact that we are not following the cosmic law. So they're coming back. Because they're the ones that rules this planet. The ETs, the reptilians, this is their shit. You know what I'm saying? And that goes all back to what I was saying in the beginning of this with the Hopi tribe. Like, the Hopi tribe knew that this land wasn't theirs. They were just the caretakers of the land. They was the observers. They was keeping everything together for the land. What's your hometown? You talking about here? And Jupiter? That's your town? How you know that's your town? And to those that's listening, I'm on Facebook Live as well, so I'm reading comments from Lauren. But, yeah, but why Jupiter, though? Why you say that's your hometown? You had a dream or something? Let's talk about it. So, like, claim the God in you. It's time. To all my people that's spiritual, it's time. It's time to
my peeps. Who your peeps?
It's time. And like I was saying in one of my episodes in the beginning of the year, the Agenda 2030, I was saying that this year, 2023, which is equals 7, which 7 equals spiritual alignment. It's time to be a spiritual alignment with yourself and stop running away from it.
Well, one, Jupiter is the biggest planet and the planet of luck.
Okay. I'm going to see what's up with Jupiter. I appreciate that information because you just put me on the song. I'm a Sag, so it's also my ruling planet. That makes sense. Mine's Pluto. I want to know what did that. So do that mean that I'm from Pluto? That small planet. Yours the biggest while mine's the smallest. Ain't that something? But, yeah. Know who you are. Learn who you are. You know what I'm saying? Do good out here. Help others. I would say help more people out as you can. You know what I'm saying? Man, Pluto's planning tripping. Help out as much people as you can while you're on your journey. That's where the blessings are at, helping others. That's also what I learned today. I mean, it's also what I've been on, and I have seen the work that the more I help, the more I put forth and making sure other people is good and doing something out of spite. I won't say out of spite, but just doing something out of kindness of my heart, you will see and reap the blessings from that. And it shows. It will show. So step in the God body of you. If y'all didn't tap into the Hopi tribe, what I was talking about earlier, catch it on the rewind. Go back. Listen to what I have to say. Tap in with that. meditate today. Visualize, get into visualization, visualize the life and just visualize the lifestyle you want to live and see yourself in, and watch your life will change. Like, the more you do it, the more you stay frequent with it, like frequently with it, and not be distracted, you know what I'm saying? It'll be good. Everybody gonna be good. Everybody gonna be good once you claim that you got. Just know that. I promise you, all the blessings. Promise you. Not in this studio for no reason. I ain't get this studio for no reason. I ain't get where I'm at office wise and business, doing clothes, doing art, all this shit. It's not by coincidence. It's not by just me being me. It's me claiming who I am and really knowing myself and really exploring every avenue of who I am and really doing the work. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm here. That's how I'm here. So help others. Be great. Love y'all. Lauren, you know the vibes. Appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate y'all. And that's the Third Eye Five Just a Vibe audio podcast, yo. So give me feedback. Y'all let me know what y'all think. Comment what you think. Like, how do you feel? What more information I should talk about or say so you can understand what I'm saying more. I'm so proud of you. You one of the few men I know that actually doing something within that. Always know about. Yeah, all love. Pretty toes. Pretty lips, pretty face. Yeah. I appreciate that. Appreciate all the love and support. Because a lot of people don't express that enough. And reinsurance is everything. To me, at least. So, yeah. Step in your purpose. Know your purpose. Find it. Figure it out. If you don't, well, then don't complain about life, then. Don't complain why shit's not working out for you.
Because you're not stepping in your purpose. Why would God bless you if you're not stepping in your purpose? Yeah. That's what's up that you remember. Yeah, like, step in your purpose. This is the stuff that I think about. Probably why I don't go to sleep like that or can't go to sleep. Because I have to, this is the stuff that be on my brain. And I be having to share. And it's crazy that when I was little, probably like in elementary school, middle school, I had wrote on a back of a notebook. You know the brown part of the notebook paper? I don't know why I chose that part of the notebook paper, but I took that off. I wrote where I wanted to be. And I had like a couple of things up there. I knew I wanted to play basketball. I wanted to be an NBA player. I put that. I wanted to be a music artist. What else? I said speaker. And it's crazy I said that. I don't know why I put speaker. Well, I do know why I put speaker, because Frederick Douglass was a speaker. And I admire Frederick Douglass. Because he was... Yeah, that is crazy. Now I'm thinking about that and like saying this right now. And just thinking about Frederick Douglass, because I really was on him heavy. Like, he was like one of my favorite black history man guy that I will always go to for when it's Black History Month. When they would say like, who you going to give a presentation of, or who you admire as in black history, I always say,